Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of TRP, and I'm joined by my guest today. By the way, this guest here, he's an ad film maker under the banner of First December Films, which is an ad agency he founded and co-owns along with his brother. He's worked with the biggest brands out there, and by the way, yeah, he's also won a lot of awards, both nationally and internationally. So to put it all together, he's a globally recognized cinematographer and also a globally recognized professional photographer. It's Anoop J. Kat. Hey Anoop, what's up?
What's up? I don't run an ad agency, it's the production house. There's a little production difference over there, man. Yeah, same field.
Apologies, but yeah. What's up? What plans for this Dashera?
Oh, I'm I just came back from a recce for a feature film I'm working on, and I think the next 2-3 months is going to be focused on planning and shooting that feature, which is should start off next month and finish sometime in Jan end maybe. So yeah, so it's a long term project and it's going to take some time to finish.
Interesting.
That's the plan for me. I was diving a bit in the Maldives during the pandemic, and then decided to do some work. So I came back to Bangalore to get some work done. Yeah, that's what's been happening as of now.
Yeah. So speaking of which, you just mentioned diving. By the way, guys, he loves diving. He is certified diver. So could you give us an insight as to how you actually started diving?
Okay. Well, I used to be a photographer. I mean, I still am. But then when everybody else started taking up the camera, I wanted to be a little different. So I decided to try out underwater photography, which meant that I had to become a diver first. Got my open water certification, that's your first level in the Andamans, and then got my advanced diver certification in Thailand, where I did my underwater film course, photography course, and then picked up an underwater housing and started shooting. So that's a basic story. I've dived quite a few places around the world, done around 800 dives, give and take. And as of now, I'm certified as a dive master, which means that I can help an instructor to do a course and I can take you diving. So yeah, that's what I am now. Yes, and I shoot underwater quite a bit. Because I like,
that's actually
I love the
awesome,
ocean.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's a very cool thing. So like, is this something you do like apart from your, is it like your leisure time activity, diving?
So it used to be something that I did just for the heck of it, and it was just for myself. But for the past 3 years, I've started a little outfit called One Ocean, One Love, and where we introduce people to the ocean, show them what it is to dive, what it is to go underwater, and just to go see all those creatures which I've been posting on Instagram and stuff like that. And I have a lot of people who don't know how to swim, scared of the water, come and take the first few steps into the ocean, just sit in the water, and then slowly by day two, day three, they learn to dive, as in just to use the equipment, get comfortable in the water. And yeah, that's basically what I've been trying to push in the country, because India as a country, we're not good swimmers. If you go to Goa, our parents would say, oh no, you can't go to Goa, you'll die, because there's no water. So yeah, so that's my whole thing is to get people into the water, into a body of water, into the ocean, fall in love with the ocean and save the ocean someday. Yeah.
That's great to know. So I actually, I want to tell you something that, I'm actually losing out on a lot of college life. So actually, I want to ask you, what was your college life like back then?
College life was, it was fun, because I was in Joseph's Commerce College, and I did a lot for the college, as in I helped out with all the events, and then I helped out with all the design work. So I had a good rapport with the principal, and he used to let me bunk class, so it wasn't too bad. But I wasn't bunking class and going running away with the girlfriends. I used to hang out, do some work in college. So then the teachers didn't mind me missing class. They would give me my attendance and stuff like that. So then I did a lot of, I would say, productive things for the college and stuff like that. As well as that was a time and that was a phase where I was learning software, I was learning design tools, I was learning how to shoot. So there are a lot of skills that I use now that I learned back while being in Commerce College. I loved Commerce College. Yeah, it was the perfect setting. It was in the middle of town, so everything was accessible. I had a really nice bunch of classmates who we keep in touch with, and a good contact. So college was great. College is fun. Yeah, I feel sad for you guys who can't go to college, man. Sit at home and do your online classes.
Yeah, it's, honestly, it's very bad. It's opening up soon. SJCC is opened up, by the way. They are having fun. Like,
that's really.
I heard the fun never stops there.
Yeah, of course. The new principal is in, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Daddy. I'm in Christ. I'm your rival.
Oh, you're in Christ. Yeah. No, run away.
you just said about how you ventured into underwater photography. So in that regard, right. I want to ask you, when one person is pursuing a career, how important it is to explore other fields within that career?
Okay, let's talk about photography, okay, which would comprise everything else also. So then the question I get asked now is that, Anup, how do I become good at what I do, or famous so that people would call me? How do I start shooting like you? Okay, so the only way to do this is to spend time and become the best at it, which means that you pick up a camera, you shoot, you just keep shooting every day till a style finds you, and then people will pay you for that style. Okay, you pick up a genre, you pick up a style, and then you keep shooting that style, and then someday someone will want to pay you for it, and that's how you get famous or known as a good photographer, whatever it is. If you don't stand out from the rest, it really does not matter then. They can call anyone else. So me picking up a genre which is underwater photography makes me only one of 10 underwater photographers in the country, which is damn rare. So now if like there is a project that's running around in the country, we get a call, all of us get a call saying, you know what is, can you shoot this, blah, 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 will it work out for you, can you come to this city, are you capable of handling the project, blah, 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 and all those other things, but knowing that you can shoot underwater. So then if anybody would want to do well in a certain field, you need to have your niche, you need to have your own style of working, you need to have your own style of the product itself. And yeah, only then you'll be recognized. Otherwise, you're going to be like everybody else.
No. That's the key. Stand out, basically.
Stand out. Yeah, of course.
Okay, so another question I want to ask you is that of course, you would have had a moment in your career as you progressed. There would have been that one point when you actually, like for me now, example, I'm, let's say I pursued playing basketball. It's a sport I love. And I eventually met LeBron James, that would be the greatest thing I achieved. So I'm asking, was there a moment where you worked on a particular piece with a particular celebrity or a particular person who looked inspirational to you and you actually got that similar feeling?
I think it was, stupidly, it was the first project I did was this film for Nike. It was called Make Every Yard Count. And the Mount Everest for ad film making is to get an award, which is the Cannes. And funnily, the first ad film that I did, we won Cannes. We won 9 Cannes. So I think that peak happened too early. So after which, it wasn't about doing films for awards. It was doing films that you like, or films that make sense to you or you understand, because work was coming. So that my for that example is not happening for the rest of the crowd, but yeah, for me that's what happened. Peak too early. That's one little thing which I regret. I mean, regret, but yeah, I wish it came a little later.
It's a subtle flex, no.
Yeah, no, it's not that, but still, I always think about it. So then the next time we got an award film and they asked us to put our own money into it, we said, no, we'll pass. We're not looking for the awards. But yeah.
Nice. Okay, so Anup, I'm going to do a small activity with you right now. It's not going to take too long. So basically, I'm going to screen share and show you a few pictures. I've of course taken consent from my friends, and I want you to just simply rate them out of 10. And we just basically want to see from a professional photographer's perspective, how do you look at a picture and what do you analyze? It's cool.
Okay. Before you start off, I'll tell you one thing. One thing, I don't judge photos. I'll tell you why. Uh-huh. Because, you're going to show me pictures, right? I would never be able to take those pictures ever in my life, because that person took it at that point of time in life after all the experiences he's had. And even if you put 100 photographers in a room with just a pot in the middle, all 100 photographers will take different angles, different frames of the same scenario. Okay, so you can, I never send my pictures to a competition because I don't see the reason for anyone to judge me. We'll look at the pictures and I'll say, tell you what I like, but I'm not judging anybody's photos. But go ahead.
No,
ahead.
You don't.
Yeah.
It's all free. Okay, so I will just screen share. Okay, now can you see the image?
Ryan James. Yes, I can see the image.
Yeah. This is image number one.
It's lovely. I'm turning my phone. go on.
This is actually shot on a mobile phone, by the way.
Where is the shot? Does he have any info on it?
No, she didn't tell me where.
But it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I agree too. It looks...
I'll give it a full 8 on 10. 9 on 10.
Awesome. Love hearing it. Okay, the next picture is this picture number 2. Again, shot on a mobile phone.
Very nice, dude. I like how that whole curve of the water is, and it's really nice. I'll give it a 8 on 10.
8 on 10, okay. That also gets 8 on 10. The next one. I have to just open it all up and keep so that...
This is the Niagara Falls, right? I'm guessing. Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah. I think she's been to Canada, so yeah, that is Niagara. Oh yeah, speaking of which, in the due course, by the time I open, which is the most beautiful place you visited?
Oh, every place has its own character. I like going back to the Maldives, but...
Is it because of diving or...?
Oh, for me, it's about diving. Like, I went to Mussoorie. I was there, spent a week there. I liked it, but... I mean, for me, I'm not a mountain person. I'm a ocean person. So for me, it's always back to... the Maldives. And I'm comfortable. The island I go to is home for me, so I keep going back over there.
Yeah. This is the next picture. This is the United States of America, I think. I'm not sure.
Nice. Cool. This is all the same person or what?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll get a different person. I have last two pictures.
I mean, the framing is all... I mean, it's the same. As in... That person thinks in one style, so it feels the same.
He's doing law, by the way. Should she consider another profession?
As in, no, tell her to shoot more. She's doing an amazing job.
Right. And on to the last two pictures.
That's another 8 or 10 for me.
8 or 10, yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually this is a different guy. He wanted to get water, rocks.
It's lovely, dude. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. I would have liked another character in the frame, so I'd give him a 7 on 10.
Okay. 7 on 10. Okay, yeah, so the last picture is so this picture has, it's my favorite picture, and it was actually this picture was actually clicked. So it's basically, it's during my basketball match. I told this guy to get this picture just like this, and he got it. So it has timing and a lot of elements in it. I will just show it to you. You might.
You just explain why you like this picture more than. Explain why you like this picture more than anything else. Yeah, it's lovely. I'll give it a 8 or 10. I'm not being biased, but yeah. You have a story behind it, right?
Sorry?
You have a story behind the picture. Oh, yeah. That's why you like it that much. You don't relate to Niagara Falls.
No.
Right, yeah. So everybody will judge a picture differently. Right. And all of them are technically perfect. There's nothing wrong with them. And the ball is in the right place, the lighting is great, the timing is great, everything's great, but you like it because you relate to it. Yeah, that's why I was telling you earlier that you can never judge pictures.
True. That's very true. So yeah, that's it. That's with the pictures. Thank you so much. I'm sure all the three people who will be listening to this, they'll be really happy that you pause. Coming from a person like you, obviously it's going to be motivation only. I have one last question for you prior to leaving. So there are, let's say there are 20 people who want to, I'm speaking in regard with whatever you have expertise in your fields,
right.
Cinematography and photography. Let's say, 20 people want to pursue this. 20 of them are working equally hard. However, 5 of them succeed and 15 don't. So what do you think is one thing that these 5 are doing right that the 15 are at?
There's a whole bunch of things, okay. One is that you're there at the right time, at the right place. You were in touch with the right people. Maybe your skills haven't developed yet for the other 15. Maybe they haven't found their style, like I said earlier. They haven't found a genre. They haven't found the kind of films they want to shoot. Like, do they want to shoot documentaries, but they're shooting features? Do they want to shoot underwater, but they're trying to shoot birds? See, the smallest thing. It's like going to a Punjabi restaurant and having Chinese food, man. Yeah, all of us do it, okay. Yeah, you rather go to China to do it, right? You rather get a chef who knows how to do it. So that's the whole thing. It's just when they understand that it will, and this is what they like and this is what they love and they spend time with it, is when they will do well. Everyone will do well. There's no one, just a matter of time. It takes time. Like I said, my first award was for my first film. And at that point of time, no other Indian had won an award called the Clio. Until date, no other Indian has won that award other than me. Okay, it's damn strange. But that time when I won the award, it was just because I was shooting so much, I was there on social media, they found me and they said, will you shoot this for us? And things just fell in place. Okay, it's not because I did anything different. And in fact, at that point in time, I did not know how to use a video camera. And that one was only stills, and lucky for me, that film was only stills. So it is just things falling in place. So it's not about what you're doing wrong. It's maybe you're not yet focused, picked up that style, not picked up that genre which you are good at. Okay, so it's a matter of time and so on. Like people ask me, Anup, I don't get enough money to do what I'm doing now. Or that's why I'm doing something else as of now. But how long will you keep doing that something which you're not happy with? You want to spend time, big bottle of steel, spend time doing something you like so you can build that portfolio for the future when it's necessary. Right? Like in the beginning, I used to shoot some architecture and some shit for the money, okay? I used to make websites for the money, and then one fine day I said, no, enough. Just stupidity, this whole thing is, I'm just going to do what I like. And things worked out. So things always work out, it has to fall in place. Everything falls in place. we're all here today because things fell in place. It will fall in place. So tell the other 15 to chill. Go have a beer with the friends and then go get back to work in the morning.
Great, Anup. I love your positivity more than anything. All throughout this entire video, it's just the positivity, it actually hits different. I'm also inspired from many different perspectives already. Anup, thank you so much for taking time. I know you're a very busy guy, so thank you so much for taking time off. And I'm sure all our viewers, listeners would have loved listening to you, and a lot of them would have taken every ounce of advice that you've given.
Perfect.
So cheers, man. Stay safe, man. Yeah,
cheers,
that's
man.
The
Take care.
That's a sign. See you.
That's a diver sign for I am okay, are you okay? And you would say okay back to me. Okay. Cheers, bye. Take care.